Good morning, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Beshalach, Shabbos Shira. Our daily learning, personal growth, and character development, Hashkafa Gems, has been generously sponsored by our dear friends Michael and Lisa Spett to commemorate the yahrzeit of Lisa's beloved father, Joseph Ziegelheim Yosef ben Matisyahu, his neshama should have an aliyah. We are continuing in the Archos Tzadikim, in the gate of love, Shar Ahava, and the various forms of love that one feels, that one expresses, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, of course, is the goal, and the various parts of Ahava that exist in all the areas of our life, and how to be able to manipulate our minds, our thoughts, our behaviors, so that the Ahava, the love that we express, the love that we feel, is in fact the right and correct one. Today we focus on Ahavas Mamon. V'ahavas Hamamon Tia Al Derech Zeh explains the Orchus Tzadikim, that the love of money should be in the very following, very specific way, meaning that a person should love his own money so as not to desire that of others. It's not that my love of money then comes to the extent that I want what other people have, but rather it should be that I don't desire what other people have, and not to be driven to steal, to rob, or to be forced to accept a charity in any such way. He should not have a tzarech for any of these activities. His money should really be used, that's kesef shelo, and the chizik that he has from his money should be used to support others, to help aniyim, to clothe and to feed the poor, and to strengthen God-fearing Torah scholars, to be mechazek tamidei chachamim. This is what he uses his money for. His wealth should be used to free himself from the affairs of the world and to set aside time for Torah study, the ability to perform mitzvahs freely. Since he has the cholos, he has the ability to do so, he doesn't have to be busy with all of the other things in the world that require his attention more so. Obviously, he has to engage the world, he has to be involved in the world, but the burdens and the things that would distract his ability to study Torah, to learn Torah, and to do mitzvahs, he's able to use his kesef, he's able to use his money in such a way. The ahava that he has for money is the ability to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he's able to, being that he has the wherewithal to do so. He has the financial wherewithal, and so therefore the love that he has for money is not to rob, to steal, to cheat, to bribe, to have covet feelings that he's coveting what other people have, chas v'shalom, but rather it's the ability to be able to do things that he would wish he'd be able to do if he had the financial wherewithal, and he does. But one, we see, we understand, should not attach so much trust to his wealth. Person should not make it that this is the sort of his source of his arrogance, the source of his haughtiness. Meaning, even though a person's going to feel successful in that capacity, just remember, money comes, money goes. It is considered zuzim, zuz, lashon of its ruts. It runs, it comes, and it goes. You should really acquire his money with, you know, which is has transition to it. You know, with, in this sense, life in the world to come, the eternal world, realizing that this is to the extent that he acquires his money, that he uses his kesef, and in this manner, he should be able to love his money. It's only in this oifen, val derech zeh, oihev mamono. This is the Torah way it's mapped out for us, that one can love money, not for in and of itself, not for what it will bring us in the sense of material physicality to the exclusion of ruchnius and spirituality, but rather the fusion and the ability to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best that we possibly can. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be elevated, uplifted, and have this roadmap of love in every capacity and in every way of our lives be that which is a source of inspiration for us and for others. Mitzvah Hashem, wishing everybody a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.